We are actually nearing the end. Once we get to the end, we'll have to make sure that we understand what the general thrust of this chapter was, because it's going in many different directions. Chutzpah to make a wedding in the middle of our limud. It's going to affect the nights. But I wish they double Alan Mazel to the other one went.
I told him you were sending Mazel down.
Okay, fine. Passed on the message.
He has to still be here because I'm driving him home.
Well, he'll figure it out. Okay, so we're up to Os Yud Dalid. And again, there's a test vav. There are 15 of them. So I said we had wished a double Alan Mazel Tov in abstentia, but okay. Nearing the end. So here in Os Yud Dalid, getting deeper into the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the man. Again, part of this certainly reflects the precision and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. You know, we often think of it in terms of, you know, the Alps and, you know, those kinds of things. But even the way that he created man, not just the human body, but the capabilities of man, even on an emotional level, are remarkable. And he's going to zero in now on the two main strengths that Hashem put into man. Shnei kochos nivru b'nefesh ha'adam. That Hashem instilled in man two main, you know, energies or powers. Koach ahava, the koach sinah. If you know, most things can really be divided into one of those two categories: the power of love and the power of hate, the power to hate. Ula olam en yichus ha'adam l'rieu b'kipa'on shashnei ha'kochos yachad. And a person can never relate to somebody else through both of them at once. It could be you can relate to the same person at different times, using one or the other, but they can't simultaneously exist. When one of them is active, the other one has to be, latent, or hopefully not latent. I guess, you know, latent implies it will come out later, but held at bay. Shem shnei hafachim uchlatim, because they are polar opposites. V'lo yitachein havayosem yachad, it is impossible for them to coexist. The decision of which one is going to, you know, be active. So that's referring to the kochos. That's just a very poetic way of saying, you know, which one's going to be the active one and which one is not, right? Which one's going to be alive and is going to be the power that we are invoking versus the power that we are, you know, avoiding or suppressing. Al harov toloi b'maisa. In general, it depends on a person's deeds. Bilos hamivios lide avol fi chukei hateva shabrios, ubilos hamivios lide sina. There will be, feelings and things that happen that arouse feelings of love, and there'll be other things that happen that will arouse the opposite, these feelings of hate. V'amnam af b'li siba ma'asis yisibos tzufunos b'kokos ha'nefesh. And also, he's not even trying to explain it, but I think we all know that it's true. There are times, even when we don't have a reason, there are deeper seated reasons inside of us where the first time we meet somebody, we're already relating to that person with one of the two. Something about the person, as soon as you meet them, triggers one of the two emotions. There's even a person that you may not have ever met before, and if you start off with the positive energy and a positive feeling, then usually that grows. But the opposite can be true also, and if there's some reason, there's something about that initial, you know, meeting together with somebody that brings up these negative feelings, it goes south pretty fast. And again, it's beliefs, kosiba mukdamas. There's no prior reason for any of it. Rak v'glau shalom matzachin be'enav. It's just because you don't like him. Something you just don't like him. So again, it's Kain, not exactly the same. You know, Rav Goldwicht in his he gives a dating schmooze in his apartment every year for the guys in yeshiva. So one of the things that that he always says is, you know, if the girl breaks up with you and she says that the reason is because she doesn't like you, there's nothing wrong with you. She just doesn't like you. It's okay. You don't like certain people also. It doesn't mean that you did something wrong. She just doesn't like you. Not everybody has to like. Now, if you know you did something wrong, okay, so then there's an issue. But sometimes you just don't connect to somebody and you're not interested in being with that person. So so we don't know what the reason is, but somehow there's something that triggers a certain reaction. And if it's starts off negative, then it just increases. And he acknowledges that this is often more commonly found amongst people who have, and again, this is something which he related to earlier, who, for whom the seichel, the intellect, is very powerful, and they have not worked on their midos. Which I assume is what, again, just to, I guess, Perush Rashi and what he's saying, is that in general, somebody who has the seichel, the intellect is working at full capacity, and has not concerned themselves with midos, usually will frown down on other people. It's going to leak because usually that's coming from a sense of gaiva. Because if it's not coming from a sense of gaiva, you would focus on the midos as well. If you're usually it's a self-absorbed type of person who's going to focus only on his own intellect and not be care about how he's interacting with other people, and that will lead to a certain type of initial, your default is when you meet somebody, they are inferior to me. That's not a good starting point for any relationship. And from there, it's going to go south. Umanora hamara, and how terrible it is to see, liros ish mashli chayav mineged bishvil amo. You could see somebody who is willing to give up his life for his people, give up his life for his nation, bishul echad me'amo, even for another person. But if somebody ticks him off, he has no problem socking the guy. He goes, how can it be? How can it be that there, on the one hand, he could have such a loyalty and such a greatness, and then simultaneously, the sin of being so strong. In reality, what it is, it's the, what we call the unbridled and untamed midos that HaKadosh Baruch has instilled in us. He gave us and he put in us this koach ha'ava and the koach ha'sina, but it's up to us how we're going to channel it and when we're going to make one active and the other one, you know, suppressed. And the fact that such a thing can exist is because the person, they're you know, not under the right type of control, and therefore, very quickly is going to respond with one or the other, and there's no balance. Because HaKadosh Baruch has put into us the same powers of the animals in the world, va'aleim hufka mefakeid chacham huasecha, but we have the intellect. But HaKadosh Baruch who created us, he says the depth of our intellect is that they're almost as if there are two pieces. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave one piece to us and the other piece is above. And our job is to try and connect our intellect with this greater, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu type of intellect, and to use the intellect in a way of deepening it. And again, he's getting to the same point that he got to once or twice previously, which is that the reason and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the seichel is not just to involve the seichel, but to figure out how to control the midos. And if we have not used our seichel to control our midos, we have not actualized the potential. And that's why, as he said beforehand, even your seichel is going to suffer. It cannot be that somebody will reach his full intellectual potential without simultaneously having worked on the midos. And part of the working on the midos is using the seichel to figure out when to use the ahava, when to use the sinan, to make sure that the ahava is the guiding force. Okay, and Be'ezras Hashem, maybe we'll finish tomorrow.